अज्ञान तिमिरान्धस्य तस्मै श्री श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं सापिदं तदे स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति सुपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपादकमलं गुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं द्वैतं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु जगत्पते गोपेषु गोपिकान्तकान्तामस्ते तप्तकञ्जनगौराणि राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि हरे कृष्ण कैसे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम जय श्री प्रभुपाद की सो नाइस टू सी यू श्रीकृष्णः शरणं समस्तजगतां कृष्णं विना का गतिः कृष्णं विना का गतिः कृष्णं विना का गतिः कृष्णं विना का गतिः कृष्णेन प्रतिहन्यते कलिमलम् प्रतिहन्यते कलिमलं कृष्णाय कार्यं नमः कृष्णात्रस्यते कृष्णात्रस्य कालभीमभुजगो कृष्णस्य सर्वं वशे कृष्णे भक्तिरखंडिता भवतु मे भो कृष्ण त्वं एव आश्रयः भो कृष्ण त्वं एव आश्रयः हो कृष्ण तमेव आश्रय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे जय श्री प्रभुपाद की दिस साउंड वाइब्रेशन ऑफ दिस श्लोकस इज मच मच डिफरेंट देन द मुंडेन वाइब्रेशंस The mundane vibrations bind us. They force us to be Baddha. This is mundane. As soon as you speak about somebody, you are bound. You criticize somebody, you are bound. You talk about somebody, you are bound. You talk about yourself, you are bound. Everybody is binding. This material nature can never be in Devihesha, Mama Maya Durutteha. It's very difficult to cross over. But the only one way is there, that Mam Eva Prapadyante, Maya Metantra. Where is illusory energy? We are, since last 4 or 5 days we are here. Where is illusory energy? Where is it? Sitaram? I have the sample? No. No sample. Why? Because one way or the other, we are engaged in devotional service. This is Mam Eva Parpada surrender. Mam Eva Parpadante. Mayam Etam Tarati. They can only cross over. Please try to understand this. And to understand this and devote our life to Him is the only known as initiation. And in initiation, there is the word initiate. It's a beginning. So this is known as dvija. Dvija means this is the second birth. We are already born once, and again we are born. This birth is fully with our knowledge. That one is in ignorance. His knowledge entails that we should try to understand this. Henceforth, we have to remember that in our dealings, the humility should come first. They'll just go away from you. Arrogance should be completely absent. And without fail we try to be arrogant. That is what we always try. Please, somehow or the other now, from today, our way is to just very humble. And if you are really sincerely humble, you escape all the material difficulties. Otherwise, we are caught in the web of the difficulties. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also insists that we should be more humble than the blade of grass. I don't know how to insist. But humility, as you will practice, will know how successful you are in your own spiritual upliftment. Because then our mind is not entangled in any other things. Otherwise, living it is always disrespectful. Because we are envious of each other. Disrespect is always there. And to avoid disrespect is to engage ourselves more in the spiritual activities. So we don't mind that. It's very nicely said in Bhagavatam that there are four or five relationships, our relationship in the society. You know? We are in the society. This tiraskritaha, vipralabdha, shaptaha, kshiptaha, hatapi. These are five relationships. And nobody can escape from these relationships. We have to interact here. You know? We have to. There is no other way. We have to interact. So the first relationship is that everybody will hate you. That's the first. With the society, this is the first thing. And more so when we come out, family-bound people, we have some responsibilities here and there. So our really entanglement, that entanglement saves us from other inabilities. Because we are worrying the family, then distant family also, in India also, then we have responsibilities. Somebody is asking money, somebody is asking some help that I want to come to New Zealand. There are so many things, you know, we are very busy. That business is better than the nonsensical business. If we are not attached to these things, then we'll be attached maybe to some obnoxious things. So that one is much better, you know. So whatever is, the living entity, always the first reaction of the living entity is that they will tiraskar. A tiraskar word use. In Gujarati we use tiraskar. That is hate. We don't mind. Tiraskrita, vipralita. And as soon as they get chance, they will cheat you. That is definite. Cheating and counter-cheating is our main function in this world. It's our birthright. We are born here to cheat. Mother suffers the pangs of birth. We also equally suffer the pangs of birth. And after grown up, then she is primitive. Man, without her, you would not have seen the light here. You keep quiet, mother. Because the other one is ordering him. Yeah, I don't know whether those married couples may experience something. But all these wives here, they are very good, you know, Krishna wants. Otherwise, my chapati will go away. I am more worried about my chapati. You see, this one, curse is today we don't prepare it. Really worried about it. My chapati must be safe. And then hear the Shastras. So that is how we behave in this world. Because of these different obligations, we have to come under the pressure, you know. There are so many things. The obligations should be reduced. And that should be our goal, really. Really, if you want to recognize the Supreme Authority, Krishna, then obligations should be reduced. By simple living and not increasing the artificial life, we reduce the obligation. Our Dwarkadish has put on dhoti, so he doesn't require the ironed trousers. And if he requires ironed trousers, means he has to depend upon somebody to get out the trousers out of the cupboard, then iron them nicely, creased there and this and that. and the hairstyle and everything. Please, these are the artificial standards, particularly when we are in the retired life or whatever. It's very nicely said that we really don't function properly in four ashramas. There are four ashramas we have. Brahmacharya ashram we have, Grihastha ashram we have, one person, isn't it? These are four. And Chaturvarnam Maya Srishtam, he says, that I have created this in these ashramas. There is no way out of it. Forced brahmachari will create a chaos in the society. So it's better to marry at the time. You know. If you don't marry at 25, you'll marry at 50. So if you are going to marry anyway, so do it. Right years. There are few exceptions to this rule, that from the beginning they are renounced. So they are saved anyway. They don't want to get into it. But otherwise the general trend is that these things, then there is a very nice word for, you know, prathame narjita vidya. Pratham ashram. I was so young. Or Sundar Gopal is a Samadhi type. So, Prathame Narjita Vidya. Pahele ashram mein usne vidya prapta nahi ki. He didn't accept, he didn't try to be educated in the first ashram. And education means to cultivate ourselves, to get out of the lower modes, there is education. These boys also, they are taught discipline, yeah? So they stop being monkey type. They live in the school, they should sit right, they should behave in a particular way, so they are slowly coming out of the modes. In the beginning they are full of ignorance and full of passion. So slowly they come out, and then in the olden days it was very nice that they had to go to Gurukul and they had to perform their all menial duties, and nobody was grudging about this. They were accepting it. This is Pratham Ashram. Here now we have to accept the education for our own sustenance. That is also included in it. So, but we don't do that. Prathame Narjita Vidya. पहले आश्रम में विद्या प्राप्त नहीं की, we didn't do our duty. So in द्वितीय नार्जिता धनम, द्वितीय इंसुल आश्रम में गृहस्थ है, धन चाहिए. और जो कंट्री में गृहस्थ आश्रम पक्का होता है, when the गृहस्थ आश्रम is solid, all other ashram must function quite all right. This is the only ashram wherein you have the chance to make money by hook or crook. And you know the meaning of hook or crook? who will explain to me hook or crook? How about you? Jandiyana? Come on. How? By hook or crook? Who will explain? Isn't that Angriji a Pandit? Yes.
Whatever means, whether it is right or wrong, right way or wrong way, hook or crook.
Yeah, so you go and break the bank. Yeah. Crook.
Yeah. By sheep farming.
Yeah.
Crook. And crook is for the sheep.
Yeah. You know, hook. They have a hook at the end, and they live in the water, you know, and there is a piece of meat or whatever. So the fish is attracted to it. For example, you have to catch a sheep, then you have a crook. It's not crooked. That's our ignorance. Not by any means, no. Dhan should be properly earned. That is grihastha ashram. And all these are ashramas that we forget. Ashram means you can't sleep after sunrise. That is ashram. You must get up before sunrise. In your country, particularly, sunshine is there even now. It's cool, damp, you know, windy. I don't know how you survive. So please, but wherever we are, doesn't matter what climate conditions we are in. But this ashram should be maintained nicely. And if everywhere it is ashram, means austerity is also is there. And as soon as you have entered grihastha ashram, or you are ready to enter, or you decide not to enter, whatever the position may be, but the austerity must be carried out. And in the austerity, this initiating process is included. Because this forces you to be more austere. And as we saw yesterday, that this forces you to understand the regulation. We also come to Auckland, but we are all abiding by the laws of the country. This city has a particular laws. Till I abide by the law, I am allowed to stay here for a week or two or three, whatever. But as soon as I break the law, instead of sitting nicely in a house, I'll be sitting somewhere behind the bars. There is no question. There is no doubt about it. So far as you are cooperating, you are allowed to move freely. As soon as you don't cooperate, this gives you nice, austere life, in which not only that you perform your prescribed duties, but you are allowed to earn as much as possible by this means, sadhuva. In grihastha also, we don't stop being sadhu. This we have not to forget. And because we are sadhus, so by honest means, we earn so much, you know. If whatever we earn, we are satisfied. We are not dhan lubdha, that by any means we must have. And that's why with all the hard endeavor, you might have left India and come here. Otherwise, there is no point in coming here. You are in your grihastha ashram and you must have dhana. That goes without saying, you know. And as soon as we understand these things, then the initiation process is very clear in front of us. Or you may be fortunately in vanaprastha stage. Narjita vidya pratame dvitiye narjita dhanam. In second ashram we haven't earned money. And the tritiye narjita punyam. Vanaprastha, you have to perform the pious activity. In vanaprastha we don't really leave the family. A bit separate, you know? The rooms must be separate in vanaprastha. And if you really want to sustain the grihastha life, then to be very, very clear about it, that you should never have double bed. And here all beds are double beds. There is no word for double bed in Sanskrit. That's not our culture. Separate beds must be there. And as soon as we come to this purity, the initiation has some meaning. And there's a license. You drive, driving license. You drive any. In the wall also you can go. On the hill also you can go. In the water also you can go. There's a driving license. So please don't consider this initiation as a license. No. It has a sanctity. So highly sanctifying thing in our life is initiation. Pavitra. And he is Pavitram Paramam Bhavan, you know, Pavitram. What is it? Tere ko aata sab hai. You know, that's saying loudly. Okay. Arjuna Vacha Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Deva Majam Vritam. This is a preliminary discussion, a description of our Supreme Lord. In two lines he has given 10 qualities, you know. Param Brahma, he is the Supreme Absolute Truth. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Supreme Shelter. There is no shelter comparing to this. And this we have realized, that's why we are sitting here today. Other than there is no point. We have taken so many shelters so far, that we took the shelter of another force, and another power, comes next, maybe. Euros, so many things. Or supreme shelter, gold. Houses, properties, farms, so many things. We are always changing the shelters. This shelter is no good. So we take another shelter. This is no good. Again, this is no good. Iti uti dhaya. He is always continuously running. Iti uti, here and there. Please. Come to the conclusion that Param Dhamma, this is the one transcendent shelter. And now from today we have decided to have this firm shelter of the transcendental living, supreme living being. This is initiation. And as soon as we understand this, that we have to take shelter of the Supreme. Krishna mina ka gatihi, we just sang this. There is no other way you can be satisfied unless you come to the goal of existence. This. Ka gatihi means which other way is there? There is no other way. We have tried so many ways. Krishna, Krishna. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sings very nicely, you know. What is it? Krishna, 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 He. Krishna, 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 Pahi. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Rakshamam, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Paimam, Ram Radhava, Raksharam, Ram Radhava, Ram Radhava, Ram Radhava, Paimam. This from today we have decided. And really if we are seriously deciding this, means other things must be secondary to this. Otherwise there is no use. Then you are just branded that you are initiated, that's it. And there is no reciprocation, there is no serious attempt to go to the Supreme Absolute. This is our foolishness. It's better to avoid it, you know. Even now you can stand up and go. Drive your car and go to hell. there is no compulsion, that's the thing. On our own free will, we have sanely decided that now henceforth our shelter is only Krishna and nobody else. Now if you try to cheat Krishna, then he is supreme cheat. He is supreme in all. Everywhere he is supreme. He said, you want to cheat me? I am supreme cheat. Mm-hmm. And then he cheats and we don't see him. And we blame others, this Durga is cheating me. We don't see him. There is our ignorance. Just to see him everywhere is the perfection. What is that? Bhunam manate jnanvan mam prapadyate. Jnanvan, those who have real knowledge. Vasudeva sarvam iti samahatma sudharlava. Who sees him, Vasudeva everywhere? Kya baat hai? अरे केम से तने अन्न जे प्रसाद बिसाद वरबन मरी रहे हाँ देख ही इज कंसर्न्ड अबाउट लड्डू ही इज दाल भात आई डेली ईट व्हाट इज यूज़ कमिंग हियर इन द लड्डू आर नॉट देयर थोड़ा आवाज पण आवाज दे जी बजा हम रोकी दे जे तू दिस इज आवर लड्डू इनिशिएशन. Whichever you make gold, you are initiated. Bhajiya initiation, Matra initiation. Initiation want, I am ready. Could you tell me that initiation? Here, please, we should remember that instead of this Bhajiya, Matra, etc., we have to come to this conclusion. That now enough of it, we had. And we may have in future also. There is no restriction. But our whole attention is diverted to Krishna. And herein we follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramya Kajit Upasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita. He says the bhakti performed by the gopis is the highest perfection in our life. So we should copy the gopis. So we are in So Chaitanya, I am following. Please remember this. In tenth canto, the gopis devotion is very nicely described. And this is the initiation. What is it? Yes. अटति यद्भवान् अटति यद्भवान् सहनिकाननम् तृतीयुगायते त्वाम् अपश्यताम् कुलकुन्तलम् श्रीमुखं चते जडौ दीक्षतां पक्षं. It's a beautiful verse to understand gopis aradhana. Here in the first line he says that atati yad bhavan. Atati means we wander. They are describing the daily routine of Krishna. That as soon as come here, cold, come here. This. I think, can we remove this? No, I wanted it in some pot, you know, so that we can carry the pot outside. But this is, we should carry some more here. Yeah. Nice to see you. Your health is all right. You look much better. So please engage your mind in this. No, you just now fill it up in something and take it. The smoke stops. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare. Ah, that's nice. That's nice. Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram The Sudhi smoking boy. So we are discussing about the Aradhana performed by gopis. We quote a nice verse from 10th canto. Please understand that verse. Atrati yad bhavan, you know. Atrati means wander, you wander during the day. As soon as day dawns, you go after the cows. And that was the main profession in Dwarka recently. They were just grazing the cows. But now because of the industrialization, the whole thing is changed. And they don't call cows there, but they call it dhan. How much dhan you have? It was godhan, it was wealth. It was regarded as a wealth. The more cows you had, the more rich you were. Now the cows are absent and paper is come. At least your paper is much better than Indian paper. In Dwarka, pieces joined together they can take. Two pieces of the note. 2 rupees note, now they don't print. Even then in Dwarka it's very much available. And with all covered with all plastic, it's going on. Please, this is how we are creating illusion in illusion. As it is, we are illusion, and again we are creating illusion. So instead of formally, I remember there were golden coins, you know, they called the guineas. You may remember guineas, you know? Golden coins were there, and silver was in rupee, you know, and it was nice sound, you know, dung, 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 dung. They had a stone. In every shop, they used to have a stone. And as soon as it became boom, and if it is silver, it will sound very nice. If it is any other metal, it will not sound discreet. Please. So Krishna practiced this 5,000 years ago. And daily he is even now practicing. The same pastimes were enacted as he is enacting pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan. So gopis knew that. That as soon as day dawns, Atati yad bhavan, you just go after the cows. Ahani means during the day, Kanana means to the forest. During the day, you just go to the forest, grazing the cows. You know. Then, in your absence, we can't see you because you are gone. So when we don't see you, when we don't see you, Truti Yugayate. Truti means fraction of a second is known as a minute. It's a very little time, fraction of a second. Truti yugayate. The small time for us, fraction of a second, will become long like a millennium. This is how. Bit of it we have tasted in the material world also, when you are newly engaged or whatever, you know. So they can't pass time without each other. Oh, there you go. And then, after why have you come? This is our mental existence. Yes. We lament also very nicely. We get fed up also very nicely. But it was not the case. Because the eternal attraction between the soul and the super soul was there. Body was not involved. We may be elated. Body is involved. There was no body involved. This is the secret knowledge about Krishna. And once you understand this, then you can understand his all pastimes. Otherwise, we misinterpret these things. Please save yourself from this. This is soul relations with the super soul. And as we know, the soul is very minute, spiritual entity. Very minute. And the minute thing has got to be then we are initiated properly. Otherwise there is no initiation. It is a farce. Japamala circus. You know circus? Have you seen circus? The horse comes and camel comes. Tiger comes and hand over something and goes away. This is Japamala. Please, this is not Japamala circus. Understand the meaning of the initiation. As soon as you are initiated in the spiritual field, we had plenty of initiation in the material existence. Everywhere we are initiated. You are now initiated in Auckland, New Zealand. Tomorrow you may be again initiated in America. You may be initiated in Australia. I don't know really how many initiations you will have. By the time you go away from this world, the wonder of initiation is very big. This Churchill was sick, you know. Churchill is Prime Minister. Since last so many years, he was not in his senses really. And in the end, he slipped into coma. So for 6 months, he was in coma. So devotees were telling Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, this Churchill doesn't live, doesn't die. In coma since last 6 months. So Prabhupada said, yes. His file with the Yamraj is very big. So Yamraj is taking his time, which body is the other meaning was that he had so many easy material initiations. So please, don't increase your file by taking all these material initiations. Our file must be very short. So, our files are so very big that Yamraj has to engage some. So, don't increase the unemployment in that way. He said, I'm reducing the unemployment. People are so many unemployed, so I'm giving the employment. Please. We find out some suitable arguments for our sinful attitudes also. So we should stop from today. And because we are stopping this nonsense, that's why this initiation has importance in our life. Otherwise there is nothing. As soon as you term this initiation as a material initiation, then it's better not to sit. That's the point. And as soon as you come to this gopi's understanding, please be very clear about this. Otherwise we become sahajiya. We may copy the form of the gopi and we cannot really have the milk and butter on our head and sell it. There is no... Please, please. Sahajiya mentality should be stopped. This is real initiation. Unless you this is understood on the spiritual platform, the initiation has no meaning. From today, we are very sure that our material existence is but a fraction. The spiritual existence is unlimited. All the time we are alive. So many bodies, so many different clothes we had. In childhood we had the shorts and no kurta, torn kurta or whatever. Then as we grew we had other clothes again. Then we went to college and suits were there and trousers were there and so many other things were there. Remember that under the clothes everybody is naked. This is law. Under the clothes everybody is without the clothes. This we have to relish. We may change these material clothes, but you cannot change your body. The same way, the material coverings are so many. Today we have the human covering. Tomorrow you may have pig covering, hog covering. And this same soul will relish to be in the gutter. And the water comes and he thinks, oh, it's a shrikant. For hog, if you offer him shrikant, he'll go away. For his shrikant is gutter water, Coca-Cola. Please, we had different tendencies, different coverings, but now we have come to understanding that these were all temporary coverings. Not only temporary ashashvatam, but it was dukkhalayam, it was full of misery. And every covering we accepted, we had to undergo birth, death, disease and old age. This is the real knowledge and this is the initiation. Now, for good, we should try ourselves, don't know whether we are successful or not. But the beginning must be made. That again, I don't want to go to the other covering. That should be our goal. And for that, this initiation is very important. Now we understood that these coverings are all false and these coverings are full of miseries and very temporary. You know, the mosquitoes are born, they die in the morning and their 100 years are during night. They must be opening factories, they must be marrying, one, two, divorce also, everything. Everything should be going on in 100 years. And said, oh, such a long life, now I'll die. These coverings have no meaning at all. And as soon as you miss this chance in this human body, then again you are in the hellish condition. This is initiation. And if you don't want to have the coverings, means we must recognize this spiritual spark, which doesn't have any covering really. When our duty is complete, our devotional service is complete. Our gross body anyway, we have to leave. But we leave the subtle body also, mind, intelligence and ego. Mind, intelligence and ego, always we carry through. If we have to enter mind body, means you have to have your mind. This mind is a reservoir of so many obnoxious things. Many times we think, hey, I don't want to behave this way, I'm behaving. Because that may be coming from your hog body. So you go to the pub, drink dirty water. And we think, hey, he's drinking dirty water. Man, he had the hog body. He's used to it. So there is remaining something here. The rotten water, completely rotten thing is beer and whiskey. And the more rotten it is, more costly it is. You know, for 5 years they keep these grapes. Very nice to eat fresh. No, don't eat. They dip it into water or whatever and keep it for 5 years. The barrel fools are there. The rotten things they infiltrate and then they purify. How can you purify rotten things? And so many medicines are added medical cultivation is there again. And then it comes with a nice red back. You know. And say, hey, very good. This hog remaining in your mind. Come on, rotten egg, back. And then he gets intoxicated. He talks nonsense. There is a rotten boy effect. Please, we have completely understood these things. And because we understood these things, from today, we are beginning the new life. And that is in it. Otherwise, it doesn't have any meaning. And as soon as new life means, you are recognizing the real existence of the spiritual spark. God is attracted to the supreme spark. So we are going voluntarily back to our own constitutional position, which is we are servant of the supreme spark. And as soon as you realize it, the initiation is fruitful. Otherwise it's null and void. And because we understood this main thing, then all the other things we control, or we may forget even. And those four regulative principles come here. Then nobody is interested in intoxication. But our goal, we know that my spiritual spark must be servant of the supreme spiritual spark. This we have engraved in our mind from today. So any other thing which is not suitable to this, we reject. So intoxication, naturally it is not suitable. So tea and coffee also we have forgotten. Not only that, but we know what patanam pushpam phalam toyam. In Bhagavad Gita he says toyam. What? He doesn't, otherwise you can control patanam pushpam coca-cola. If I mentioned, then I would have taken snan with coca-cola. But he doesn't mention. So he doesn't mention, so we don't want it. Clean water is also not available. What at all of the other things? We are so obnoxious these. Day by day, we are, in our wildest of dreams, we never thought in our childhood that we will have to buy water. If somebody had told that you will buy the water, we would have slapped you. Plenty of water is available. Nice rivers were flowing, the wells were full. Mother was going, pulling the water, nice fresh water was there. Every day, our dhotis were washed in mineral water. What are our drinking? Now our Ganges River, go to Ardwar. Plenty of mineral water is there. How much flow, strong flow is there? Can you imagine? This is the initiation process. We are completely coming to the main function of the human existence. And all other false functions, they drop out. There is no endeavor in it. There is no separate endeavor required for stopping the intoxication or illicit relationships or any other thing. We are completely sure about it. So it goes very easy for us to follow these four regulated principles. There is no need of mention even in this. Because by nature we follow everything. The society. That intoxication was complete in childhood. Only the Shudras will go to have Daru, you know. Otherwise no Vaishnava family. They will not even visit the cinema theatre. There was after a few many years in the village, somebody had started cinema theatre. So the ticket was only 1 paisa. Quarter of Anna. And that too, nobody went near the cinema theatre. And if one day Raman Lal went to near the theatre and somebody saw that Raman Lal is loitering around the talkies, he was driven out of the community. What was the matter? The big meeting was there, I remember. It's a big meeting, community meeting was there. And very serious matter is to be discussed. So I was wondering what serious matter is. He said, Ramana was loitering around trophies. So Ramana said, did you go there? No, he said, I was just going to work. No, I saw you were loitering about it. And he said, definitely you went there. So now from today, you are out of the community. If that should be the case, we should all be out of now. It's not theater, but that rubbish thing is in our kitchen now. How much we are degraded. And it's only Prabhupada's mercy that we are coming to this point. Otherwise we would have completely doomed. By now we might have enjoyed all the rotten meat and fish and whatnot and forgot about the main function of the human existence. This is the community Prabhupada wanted to establish. And that's why he said that it is better that we go back 200 years. I am only talking about 100 years. He was talking about 200 years I should be there. And that time also there were Britishers. But in their kingdom also, we did not lose our identity. And now, is our kingdom. We are free. And we are losing very fast. Please, this process has got to stop. That's why you are initiated. And because you understood this, that's why this has got to be taken very seriously. It's not just a process. It's not just yagya or this japmala circus. It's not that you take japmala and go away. No, no. It's like animal, you know, animals move. In circus there is big ram, all the animals move about, you know. And here two-legged animals are there. That's it. Only difference is we have two legs and those animals have four legs. Doesn't matter, you know. Please try to understand these things. And because we have recognized this fact, so we are very serious about it. And because we are serious, so henceforth our time should be utilized only in two things. One is our prescribed duty and the other quest. Only these two engagements. Naturally you will forget. If you really remember the initiation, naturally you will forget the other engagements. Kavya Shastra Vinodena Kalo Gachati Dhimatam. Dhimatam means intelligent person. Kalo Gachati, their time is utilized. In why? Kavya Shastra Vinodena. Shastras, they entertain themselves, we know this. Our entertainment is limited now. We don't have any other entertainment. Open Bhagavad Gita, there is an entertainment. Try to learn, try to master, try to learn by heart or whatever. Prabhupada has made it very easy. And here, the initiation process, it was always by Prabhupada. We are just instrument in parampara maybe. So please don't forget this. Wherever initiations are carried out, outside India at least, there Prabhupada is always. Don't forget him, please. If you forget him, you cannot go an inch ahead. This is our initiation. And as soon as we come to this, then Kalo Gacchati Dhimatam. Our Dhimatam, we are very intelligent. Dhi means intelligent. We are fully controlled of our intelligence. As soon as you are fully in control of your intelligence, nothing wrong could go ahead. Four regulative principles even should not be mentioned. But this point has got to be recognized. That from today, our whole attention is diverted from the obnoxious material existence to the spiritual realities. And that is realization. Yeah? We are seeing the reality. Chakshu, Shastra Chakshu we have. By these eyes we may not be able to see. But fortunately we have developed Shastra Chakshu. And that is why we are very serious to introduce ourselves to this. Those Dhimadam, they utilize their intelligence in discussing Shastras. Muda, what do they do? Nidraya. If they wake up, Kala, fighting. It's better than he sleeps. He is not troubling others. If he wakes up, hey! Nidraya Kala, no. So So you have choice be in front of you. You want murk, then nidra, sleep. A very nice arrangement for sleeping. No sunshine, dark. Up to 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, the sun doesn't come up. In England, 10:30, we may see the glimmer of light. It's the best place to sleep. US is not that good. England is best. Krishna knows who likes sleeping. They go to London. And then if the person is going to London, oh, we'll go to the airport and garland him, he's going to London. Then he is punished. And then once he puts on garland, then he comes to London and finds the life very difficult, you know. But he can't go back because all garlands are there. Please. All these things are dropped now. This is initiated. And no doubt we won't go for gambling. We won't go for illicit connections. We will never have intoxication. Or our eating habits will be purified. So easy to follow. In our society, these regulatory principles were never uttered. Anyway, nobody was eating fish, meat and eggs. Nobody had illicit. Illicit connections were completely absent. That word was, divorce were not uttered in the houses. This was pure society. So where lies the need of the regulative principle? But they had full idea that this body is definitely dropped. That they had very nice, clear idea. Everybody was telling that we are here for some time. Please behave all right. If you are conscious of your end day, then you will not be interested in any other. The principles at all. Why? Because we are very conscious. Okay, I have to go. That's it. This house is beautiful. All arrangements are very nice. But I know that tomorrow I have to go. So I may use it, but I'm not attached. And there is no fighting. I may squeeze myself somewhere. I may use it, I may allow others to use it. Everything is going on because I know I have to go. I have to go. Come on, I have to go. I have to go. I have to go. I have to go. This is Hare, I have to go. Hare, I have to go. I have to go. I have to go. Hare, Hare, I have to go. This is our mantra. This is your initiation mantra. As soon as you remember this, I have to go, means you will not be unnecessarily attached. Then somehow or other we do it. We are staying in a waiting room in India, in railway station, you know. Everybody is sleeping, everybody is eating or whatever. As soon as the train comes, they go. Never to be seen again. This is our... As soon as you remember that you have to go, then you are not interested. This is nice verse with 11:11:27. Very good, demon gone. Our Padmasambhava is not here. Sleeping. He is sleeping. He's in Malaysia. No, I think young Padmasambhava. Man, Mata, you don't understand. We call all of them Padmasambhava. You're born to know. So don't commit mistake as well. Where is Karman? This is your recording? I wanted some words. So. 11:27. Huh? Same time? Oh, you are a magician. And where were you? What were you doing inside?
Crying.
What? Puris?
Crying.
You can cry in public. And they will start crying. Eh? One dog cries, all pack of dogs cry. 11:27. 11:11. 27. Sorry, number 2, I hope. Kornwalter. Korn, no. Ko. It starts from Ko. 27. Or after that. Before that. Kornwalter. Leave it, please. Come back to ours. Repeat. Konvartha. Sukhayatenam. Konvartha. Sukhatenam. Kamova. Mrutirantikav. Mrutiho antikav. Means when the mrutyu is nearing, who will be trying to be very happy in these atmospheres? Suppose Parikshit Maharaj knew that after 7 days he has to go. Immediately left everything. We are also heading for that day. So should we be interested in lower happiness like this? Suppose once we were in Singapore, you know, and there was a nice crowd. So one lady came afterward. So I asked her what is it. She was middle-aged. So I asked her what work she is doing. So she said, I'm working in prison. And he said, horrible duty, you know. So she said, I told her, is it a ladies prison or male? Male. She said, I'm working in male prison. I said, that is more horrible. How can you work? She said then that I'm working in the wing where they are sentenced to death after 3-4 days. So those will be very violent, you know, because they are going to die. So there is no punishment more horrible than the death. Anyway, they are going to die. So they should be more rowdy, you know. So she said, no, my experience is, as soon as the death date is decided, they become very good. This is the point. We don't know the death date. But any moment is the date. And that's why as soon as you remember the end, you will be all good. You will never be interested. Suppose the man who is to be executed and you give him $1 million, will he be interested? He will throw it away. If you tell him, we are going to marry you, he says, forget about it, I'm going now. He is not interested in anything. That should be our way. That we have our responsibilities. We are carrying our responsibilities to the full responsibility, to the full capacity, best of the capacity. But we are not attached to it. This is the initiation. Otherwise, this initiation has no meaning at all. And as soon as you come to this conclusion, then we are in the right perspective of the initiation. Otherwise, to repeat the once what happened that we were in Singapore and the initial ceremony is going on. So I insisted that we should remember that I have to go, you know. So I shouted that, hum ja rahe, hum ja rahe. People shouted loudly, hum ja rahe, hum ja rahe, hum ja rahe. And then one man who was to be initiated, he was not very educated. So for the whole night, he tried to learn these 4 regulative principles. No intoxication, then no illicit connection, no meat eating, and no gambling, and so on and so on. So he came to me and I told, what did you understand? He said, no intoxication. I told, just now you're shouting. He said, I don't mind, no intoxication. So he only learned that. Please, we have already crossed that stage. The root is that if you understand the death. And if you understand the speech of sparks, eternity, our soul is eternal. If you understand these two things, the body is temporary nature and spiritual sparks identity. As soon as you remember these two things, these regulatory principles become secondary. They are byproducts. They are not the goal. You may stop eating non-veg food and you will be vegetarian, but that is not the goal. Goal is much, much higher than that. It's a step. It's a nice springboard. If you are vegetarian, it's very easy for you to practice these spiritual matters. So don't forget that these are not the goals. But the lower modes and these lower activities must stop naturally. We can't force ourselves. You please try to understand these two points. That we remember our death constantly and we know that we are spiritual spark. We are not this body, and that's why we are initiating. Other four regulatory principles is the concomitant factor. We will follow it because we are interested in going to Krishna. And as soon as we remember these things, then initiation is firm. Otherwise, it's a farce. Please don't convert it into farce. You are representing Prabhupada everywhere, so be careful about your behavior. And you are representing the Vedic culture, which is the root culture of all the cultures. Please don't forget this. And as soon as your behavior will affect the name of Prabhupada. So henceforth, our only one direction is that we are directed to the spiritual activities. And where the spiritual activities are, we associate. Where if they are absent, it's like a poison we leave. But we don't ignore our responsibilities and our prescribed duties particularly. You are all young. Please carry on according to ashram. Don't run away. By running away, we cannot achieve anything. This is really initiation. Have you any questions to be asked? Where is our principal? He's sleeping.
Sleepy? I think so.
You think? Nice to see you anyway. There you are going. You are going? Is it getting late? No. Another week and serve Prashad. Hindi course in there? Yeah. So nice. So have anything? Now, regarding the Japamala, you know. In Shastra it is very clear that we have to accept Japamala. Unless you do that, your initiation is not very good. It's not befitting for the religious principles. And the religious principle is Jivera Swarupakaya Krishnaira Nityadas, supreme religious principle, in a very simple language. In Bengali language, it could be understood very nice. Jivera Swarupa hai. Jivka Swarupa hai. Swarup in a Kutka Roop. Constitutional position. Krishnera Krishna ka Nityada. Always. Eternal servant of Krishna. This is. Now, if you are eternal servant, means you remember the instructions of your boss. You accept the service, you have to cooperate with the boss. Till you cooperate, he will allow you to work for him. The day you don't cooperate, you will be out of it. The same thing here. Till you serve him, he will accept you as your servant. And once he accepts, it is perfection of your life. Once what happened, that there were two Muslim fellows. So one was continuously praying, you know, namaz. He was always busy in namaz. So the other one was envious. He said, I saw Khuda, I met Khuda, he said, and he said that you are not praying properly. So that fellow started dancing. He said, did you hear? He doesn't recognize your namaz. He said, whatever it is, he has some attention towards me, he said. So that's why I'm dancing. So do something. He may not recognize, but at least he says that I'm not recognizing. So he looks at you. Don't be rejected by him. All the activities which will force us to be rejected by him should be stopped. That goes without saying. And we only perform the favorable activities. And in the favorable activities, again we have to have Japmala. Again we have to have 16 rounds. Some days or some time you may not be able to do it. But please make it up next day or the next. But don't delay too much. There was one devotee in our Belgium, and he was the president of the temple. And once or twice I went, he was very busy chanting. You know. Hey, Gangadhar, I said, what is going on? He said, so busy for the whole day in chanting. He said, man, I have to chant 4,780. I said, 4,780? He said, that is my account. I miss so many, and I have to complete now within a month. At least he was honest. He was giving some account. Don't give the account, but please make it up second day or something. Or if you can't do it, then please fix your rounds, whatever rounds you can do, and do those rounds, and slowly on Saturday or Sunday, you may add to it. But be sincere about it. So please, it's up to you, you know. So please carry on with this, and we stop here. Yes.
Something to ask about chanting. It's ideally said that after the Mangalarti, you do the Japa in that particular period. But when we, in the normal weekdays, maybe we can spare half an hour to 1 hour, depending on the
thing. Yeah, Mangalarti time also differs, you know. These boys, these rascals. Do you know your designation? Yeah. They are the product of the Mangalarti, you know. Since last 10 years I know them. Every day the father is very serious, you know, Padmasambhava Prabhu. Yeah, he is very serious about these things. And now they are the product of the Mangalarti. So it doesn't matter time, you know. You adjust time according to your day-to-day schedule. But you may not get able to get up at 4:30. 4:30 is the ideal time, but may not be possible because we have to work for the whole day. So please adjust your time according to your work, and should be before sunrise. Maybe you fix 5:30, 6 o'clock. Don't be late. And if you are not able to do, to that extent I request you please, that whenever you come back, your Mangalarti will be there. So chant Sansar Dhavanan and Tulsi Puja and Shikshastra. At least these three things should be repeated. So don't make it a rigid rule. So far as possible, in the morning is good. But if you cannot get, then please sing sometime when you get the time. And then chant. So no regulation for chanting. Niyamita Swarne Nikala. What is it? Namna Makari Bhudha Nija Sarvashakti. Tatrarpita Niyamita Smarnena Kala. There is no definite time. Ideal time is morning. It is Brahma Muhurta. At that time we are fresh. Even during the day also, when you take rest, you are maybe tired, and you take rest. After rest, you feel very fresh. So morning time is very fresh. So maybe during the week you may not be able to do. Saturday and Sunday you may be free. So get up early in the morning. So please try sincerely and adjust the things according to your day-to-day schedule. And the work. If you don't know, you may have table work or you may have some manual work. Then. And people in Vanaprastha, they should make it a point to get up at 4:30. And they should guide the public at 4:30. Because they can take a bit of rest during the day. But 4:30 we should get up. To that extent, we may not have Mangalarti at 4:30. Mangaladi may be at 5:30, but we should be up by 4:30 and get ready and have nice Mangaladi. Those who are not working, those who are working, please adjust your time according to your convenience. And japa also. But one plus the people like us, they should always have chanting in the morning. Yeah. Anything else? Yeah. You have to ask something? Only one I gave. Yeah. You are really wonderful. You remember? No, five relationships. We talked about tiraskrita. The society, I told you, will always hate. Tiraskrita vipralabdha. Then we went to second, cheating, and then we were astray. Cheating is the second relationship. We'll definitely cheat. And first thing, we'll cheat to ourselves. We think that, these sannyasis, they have the same business, you know. So they go on yap. But we have to work, and I'm a family man, and I have to maintain my wife. And he doesn't give a single parent wife. But the argument is that I'm maintaining wife. What to do? The rascaldom is there, anyway. That is cheating, yeah? And then as soon as we are successful in cheating ourselves, then we cheat others. This is how it goes. Then, Prada Shaptaha. Unnecessary will curse others. He looks very nice in the garden, so he may have flu. I can't tolerate his garden. So I'll curse him. Unnecessary. There is no reason. And by cursing him, even if he has flu, it doesn't benefit me really. One thing is definitely that I will go near him, I will also have a flu. But I don't mind, but I'll curse. It's again out of hatred. And if you want to destroy others, that's the inner idea. And then kshipta means negligence. They will neglect us. Now here we are sitting very nicely. Tomorrow I go to his house, he look that direction. And I think, Hanuman. What happens to Hanuman? My mind goes on reeling. He said, hey, because I gave him mamra, he is not. So something is there, you know. So our concoction starts. And next time I decide that I see this rascal, I'll not talk. So next time I will not come to this is negligence. And people will definitely neglect you. Definitely. Because we are always having some selfish interest in each other's relationship. This is our drawback. But selfish interest is very correct. Selfish. Atma. That interest we must have. But selfish is bad. Do you follow me? Selfish, this is your selfish interest. But I am here for prasadam. I don't know about you. This is my selfish interest. So this selfish interest, if it is not fulfilled, I'll shout at Bhargavi and scream and go away. Because my interest is not served. As soon as you come to this conclusion, then we stop these things. Otherwise, neglect. And if the society can do, they will kill us. Atapi. Christ is the supreme example. You are telling people, come to our Father. Our Father is very kind. I am taking his shelter. You please also take his shelter. They caught hold of him and crucified. But he was Bhagavata, you know, he was a devotee. So what he did, that when he was crucifying, they were nailing him. And his famous prayer, that he was praying to God, that please Father, excuse them, they don't know what they are doing. This is Bhagavata. And in this verse it is said that these are the five relationships. They are all harmful. Tiraskrita, Vipraradda, Shaptaha, Kshipta, Hataapi. But the Vaishnavas, na tasya pratikurvanti. No pratikar, no counteraction. And if you don't counteract, then you save the time. Otherwise, we have to plan how to counteract. I have to plan how to trouble Hanuman. In planning, my time is wasted. And I have only limited time to my body. Everybody has set time for the body. So we don't counteract at all. No counteraction is the best counteraction. And then this Suniti advises Dhruva Maharaj, you know. She had given nice advice. When Dhruva was not allowed to sit in the lap of his father by his stepmother, Suruchi, Dhruva was crying and went to mother. What did your five-year-old child do? So mother said, please, don't think anything bad about her. Vrajanasya para, param apashyati, balakam ahabala. She knew that these difficulties have no end. Because she is not liked by king, and Suruchi is very loving to the king. So these difficulties are again and again will crop in. So Rajina Sepa, Rajina means difficulties. Param apashyati. There is no end to these difficulties. So that's why she said to Dhruva, Balakam, Aha, Bala. And she said, Ma amangalam tasa pareshu mamsa. Ma means no. Amangal means inauspicious. To other living entities, you should not be thinking about inauspicious things. Don't do it. Why? She gives the eternal principle of Bhagavatam, Bhagavat life, in the last line. Bhungte jano yat paradukha dastat. Bhungte, they suffer. Jano, the people. Bhungte jano yat paradukha dastat. Those who inflict misery on others, they suffer from their own misery. They suffer from that misery. If you don't counteract, then they continue suffering. If you counteract, the suffering stops and you start suffering. So why to do that? It's better no counteraction. Because I'm telling you, no counteraction is the best counteraction. But till that time, that living entity is. And they may come round. But we don't worry whether they come round or not. This is initiation. As soon as you come to this conclusion, then our life becomes very peaceful. Men may behave, the human living entities may behave any way. We are not worried about it. This is the main thing. And in this world, always good behavior is completely absent. Always there is evil-minded people. We can't cure. So we make ourselves safe. You know, there is a cold. So we can't stop cold. But we can wrap ourselves in woolen clothes. That's how our wrapping is important. So now from today, we are wrapped into these woolen clothes. So now nothing will affect us. Because our whole attention is towards the Supreme Personality of God and Krishna. And that's why we don't feel anything. Something may come, some may not come. Somehow or the other, we have to pass the life and attain our goal. That's why we are initiating. This is the real meaning of initiation. And as soon as your attention, your whole being is diverted to Krishna, then all other things will become secondary. This Jad Bharat was knowingly has become Jad Bharat. He said that formerly I was not Jad, I was not mad. That's why I was attractive to that deer. So now this life I want to be Jad. So I am mad, you know, for them. He was very conscious. Jad Bharat also instructed Ravagana king. How nice the instruction is. Supreme instruction. So he was really, he was not mad. But he just accepted madness. That is our position. That we are not really mad, but we completely ignore these things. And as soon as you ignore, then you are completely performing the prime duty of your initiation. And then again there is another thing, that if you perform this way, people may regard you weak. There is again danger. So what you should do, that we have to establish our identity. Once Narada was passing through the forest, so there was one big python lying there, you know. So he will just sting to anybody, he will bite to anybody, and the fellow will die. So Narada said, see, this is not good. You should not do this. You should be sent. You stop it doing this. All right, sir, from today I won't bite. So Narada went away. And next time, after 5 years, Narada was passing from there. He saw the same python, completely full of blood and wounds and everything. Hey, he said, what happened to you? He said, it's your mercy, Maharaj. You told me not to bite. Now I'm not biting. They're kicking me, they're throwing stones at me. What to do? But you have told me not to bite. So I'm falling. He said, rascal, I told you not to bite. But you should at least show some frown. So the people will run away. So at the root, we have full consciousness that we don't want to harm anybody's interest. But at the same time, they should not feel that we are weak. It's an art. Yoga Karma Sukhaushalam. And this is how, please save yourself from the inabilities of the material existence. And from today, your attention 100%, maybe 125% out of 100, you should be attached to Krishna. Hare Krishna. Doesn't matter. To work more, you may be working more. Unless you are in some supervisor position or whatever. If you are ordinary worker with him, then you do more work. Nothing will go wrong. You will be satisfied, he will be satisfied. So don't worry about these things. Cheating is always going on. We don't mind. We may do more. You know? So, okay. So far as possible, this dissension. But at times, we have to show some eye to them. That's it. At heart, we don't wish anything bad to them. But eye should be there. It's karma sukhaushalam. This is an art in living human existence. Slowly we learn. And in the end, because we are really very serious about spiritual matters, the Krishna will arrange in such a way that you will be kicked out of the material existence. And nobody wants you. This world is not fit for gentlemen to stay. So somewhere we have to continue. And as soon as the time comes, salam. This, I don't know how and when, but you will be definitely kicked out. Where you are initiated. Initiation means our attention is to Krishna. If our attention is not to these things, we are bound to be kicked out from there. I mean to say, the devotee is very honest in performing his duty. But at the same time, the time is bound to come when you will not be able to do your duty. Retirement, you know. And I have seen the people who were very expert in performing their duties, after retirement, within 2 years they die. Because there is nothing to be done. Whereas our retirement is more fruitful than the working days. So that really gives us the lifetime. Again, maybe we have double life. Don't know. We have a picture in our computer, that lady's picture. That white lady in Bhaktivedanta. So she was, since last 35 years I see her. When I was complete congregation member, I was visiting for Mangalarti, and she has recently joined from Yugoslavia, and with all black clothes and everything, she was moving like this. You know. I thought that she would not survive for 1 week, and now she is running like a small girl. After 35 years, for whole 35 years, she is very active. This is Krishna consciousness. It rejuvenates our spirits. When we recognize the spiritual identity, and that's what it means. Please try to do your best to help each other, the colleagues also. But too much of exploitation, we have to find out some way. Yeah. Prabhupada ki. Circus begins. You heard the circus? You want to repeat it? Sundar Gopal. Really, teri bhi circus hai? Who is first? Who is first? Subhendu. Uska ye nahi diya. Number 19 something.
1915.
This was Subhendu Prabhu.
Subhendu. Your name is Surat Krishna Das. It is mentioned in 1915, 9th chapter, 1st canto, 9th chapter, 15th verse, this study. She is like a Ganges, purifying all the children. Yeah? That is your duty, mother. All these children will look for you. And that's why Ganga's name is Vishnupadi Devidasi. You just have to add Das, Gopal Krishna Das. That's it. Sorry. remember your father and please follow him and serve him to the best of your ability. Yeah, I spoke to him today morning.
See.
Yeah, and he was very, very happy.
So to him, we really respect him. Because only the father who is unflinching devotee will give his name to the son. Our culture he has retained. And he should guide to the public at large, and you please follow them and serve them to the best of your ability. May the Lord bless you. Their blessings will give you everything. Gopal Krishna Das ki
jai.
And where there is Gopal and Krishna is there,
Lakshmi is also there. I tried to change your name also, but I couldn't. I don't know really, my shortcoming is there. But the thing is, your elders are really nice. Please, whoever has given your name, you please serve them. It's the best spiritual family you have. We are just instrument in initiating you. Your real initiation is from them. So please respect them and continue your lifestyle with complete faith in Krishna. You know? Prasanna Lakshmi Devidasi ki. I tried very hard to change the name, but couldn't change it. How nice to see you. He always dances, he doesn't walk. Young man. Didn't you not learn to walk? So your name is Nutya Gopal Das. So I keep on bouncing. For Gopal. Behind the cows. Not behind your lines. Yeah. Jai. Nitya Gopal Das ki. Mana chahi? I thought that you don't know. Jai. Gopal ki. Jai. So nice. Jai. Very nice. Surat Krishna Das ki. Yeah, oh, so nice. This initiation should be repeated always. One is enough. Then be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. First, we disperse now. We disperse now. Thank you.